USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is finally taking action regarding all the smash-and-grab robberies taking place in his state. Newsom announcing a $300 million plan that would be implemented over the next 3 years to fight retail theft. San Jose Assistant Police Chief Paul Joseph tells Fox News, money isn't the only answer to the problem.
If we're only treating the symptoms and not the cause, I'm not sure that we're going to get the results that the governor is hoping for. If people are arrested and then immediately released back on the streets through zero bail, or if they're ultimately not held accountable by the system once they are arrested, then there's really not much of an incentive for them to change their behavior.
AAA is predicting 109 million travelers will drive or fly during the Christmas and New Year's Eve period. USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98. Queen and king size, slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has officially started building his own border wall. The Biden administration halted construction of former President Donald Trump's wall at the beginning of the year. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert joins Fox News Live and explains why Texan officials think they need to take matters into their own hands.
I know the Arizona Supreme Court case said state and local law enforcement are not to enforce immigration, but they anticipated surely that the federal government would do their job, keep their guarantee. They hadn't done it.
The family of Brian Laundrie is filing to settle his estate. Laundrie's parents are asking a Florida court to be their son's beneficiary since he died without a will. Laundrie's estate is estimated to be worth about $20,000. He was a primary suspect in the death of his fiancée, Gabby Petito. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The National Football League is changing its COVID-19 health and safety protocols. Under the new guidelines outlined in a memo Saturday, fully vaccinated asymptomatic individuals will no longer be subject to weekly testing. However, unvaccinated players will still have to undergo daily testing. The league's memo also said high-risk players can opt out of the rest of the season and added there will be more flexibility for players to attend meetings virtually. This comes after the league rescheduled several weekend games. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is speaking out regarding the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
It is now widely conceded that America's 20-year war in Afghanistan, the longest in our history, was a tragic bungle of monumental proportions. However, we're just beginning to learn that the final phase of the war was disgraceful in its own appalling way. However, Joe Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Friday said we safely and effectively drew down in Afghanistan.
For the first time in 20 years, there are no U.S. troops in harm's way in Afghanistan this holiday season. We safely and effectively drew down our diplomatic presence. We lifted tens of thousands of vulnerable Afghans to safety in a unique American example of capacity, commitment, and sheer logistics.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.